I have three brothers who are in the Marines, two in the Navy and two in the Air Force. I have one sister who's currently in the Air Force right now. Why did I just give him my entire life story?
That's a lot of family,
he mused.
I have six sisters and thought that was a lot.
Six sisters. I didn't know which was worse. Seven brothers was pretty tough, though. I have you beat by two, I agreed as he finally finished sliding his belt through his pants, which inevitably gave me a better view of his abs, because he was holding his shirt up with his chin. The shirt dropped, and the angels wept. Literally. A big boom of thunder hit the building, and then the lights flickered. Was it supposed to rain? I wondered aloud.
Didn't look at the weather, and usually don't, he admitted.
I did, but only because the weather dictated whether or not I could do my job. It got to be a habit even when I was off. However, today I hadn't done that. We walked in companionable silence to the gate, and it wasn't the type of silence that was awkward or stiff. This was a comfortable silence only those who are quiet people could find peace in. When we got there, he went to the gate agent, and I went to the very corner of the room, away from everyone and everything, and holed up in one of three chairs tucked away in the alcove. I didn't bother to hide how I was watching the man at the gate. I just allowed myself to gorge on him. Jesus, even his clothes were sexy. He had on jeans that looked like they'd been whitewashed, but you could tell the distressed nature of the fabric wasn't due to buying them at the store that way. His brown work boots would attest to that fact. The charcoal gray Henley he had on was molded to his chest, back, and arms perfectly, letting me know I wasn't wrong earlier in my assumption that he worked out a lot. Or did manual work. I wondered if he was in construction or something.
My brothers are the best people in the world. I love them to death. But there are some things that I don't want to think about, discuss, or even consider when it concerns them. She winced. Amen, I grumbled. My sister started to marry 5 years or so ago. There are things that I don't like thinking about when it concerns them. Not to mention, they've all had babies, and their boobs are always hanging out as they feed their children, and there are just some things you can't unsee. Hello, she waved her hands. That's normal. It is not normal to see your sister's boobs, I disagreed. She snickered, and it struck me then how beautiful she really was. She had dimples, like me. You have dimples, I said. Yep, she nodded, and pointed at her chin. I also have a cleft chin. My dad has dimples. My mom, the cleft chin. I'm the only child that got both. Not a bad thing, I observed, as I continued to study her. Carter? We heard called from the counter. Andy jumped up, and I followed, ready to help get all the food she was about to have to haul over here. She'd used Shane's badge to get us a discount, but I was the one who paid. Though she'd gracefully accepted me paying, I did have to tell her that she almost saved me a couple grand earlier. Catching the overflowing tray, I led us back to our table and placed it all down. We got to eating, and I found over the next 30 minutes that it took for her to eat, my God, did she eat slow and very little, that I liked her a lot. Want to check out the pilot's lounge? She asked. The really bad thing was, I'd go anywhere with her. Which was the beginning of our downfall.